Lecture 31, The Rise of the Achaemenids.
Nabonidus, the last ruler of the Neo-Babylonian dynasty, was an intriguing figure who behaved in unusual ways for a king of Babylon. He promoted the cult of the moon god Sin, almost to the exclusion of other deities. And this is not a method of trying to establish monotheism, but it is basically putting the god that he preferred above all others, including, and most important, the city god of Babylon, Marduk. As part of this, Nabonidus also moved the capital of Babylon to an oasis in the Arabian desert. And these actions may have turned the Babylonians to a Persian king, Cyrus, who took Babylon in 539 BC. The Persian ruler Cyrus founded a dynasty which is perhaps best known for its attempts to conquer Greece in the 5th century. The Persians were an Iranian culture who under Cyrus moved far beyond the borders of Mesopotamia to reach the shores of the Mediterranean in Turkey and in Syria. They blended elements of earlier cultures to rule the empire and used a variety of communication systems, including a new language, coinage, and the road network that they built up from the earlier Assyrian royal road and expanded. This allowed them to control their new empire. A chaotic succession resulted in Babylonia after Nebuchadnezzar's death, as seen by the fact that three rulers are listed in a six-year period. Two of these were assassinated, so even more complicated than we've seen in earlier crisis of successions. The conspirators in the last plot put Nabonidus on the throne in 555 BC. He had no legitimate claim to rule by birth, but he did establish a control over the throne for the next 15 years. And remember that long rules often indicate that a king is very successful. We'll explore Nabonidus in a moment, but before we get to him, we can discuss his mother, a woman from the city of Haran in northern Syria, who is best known for her devotion to the cult of the moon god Sin. Adad-Guppi spent much of her long life in service to the moon god. According to the long autobiography of Adad-Guppi, inscribed on her funeral stele, the god Sin had visited her in a dream and prophesied that her son would promote his cult, as well as rebuild the god's temple in Haran, and this had been damaged when the Medes and Babylonians attacked Syria. The cult statue of the god Sin was taken to Babylon, and Adad-Guppi herself had been taken captive to Babylon. So from this one inscription, we actually can see the ramifications of the warfare that broke out when the Assyrian Empire collapsed. As a reward for producing such a fine son, Adad-Guppi writes that she lived for 104 years, was healthy. She writes that her eyesight is clear and my mind is excellent. Food and drink still agree with me. My heart is joyful. When she died, again at the age of 104, which is quite a remarkable achievement, Nabonidus gave her a costly public funeral, calling the kings and rulers of the Babylonian Empire to mourn her for 7 days. The inscription notes Nabonidus's devotion to the moon god, and his religious acts are really among the most notable events in his reign. He installed his daughter as the priestess of the moon goddess, Nana Sin, at Ur. And if this sounds vaguely familiar, it is because Sargon of Akkad had first done this with his daughter in Heduana 2,000 years earlier.